True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Dan Ball has his hand up to start the drive. What's up, Dan?
David Hamilton is plus 930 to hit a home run at all. Uh-huh. So if you'd like to ride with that at all, you could make a pretty penny off your boy today.
Now, is it possible? I don't know enough about gambling. Can I wait till like the ninth inning and then do an anytime home run?
Yeah, you could live bet that.
With live bet odds?
Those odds would probably be out of control.
Okay, after three or four Miller Lights, remind me that I want to do that later.
Will do.
So we kicked off the show today. We started last week talking to Patriots coordinators on a Patriots Friday here. We talked to Jeremy Springer. Today it was Josh McDaniel's turn, and we'll get into this after we hear the answer from the offensive coordinator of the Patriots. Some people think this was maybe a controversial first question for me to ask Josh, but I asked him about his relationship with his boss, his head coach, Mike Vrabel. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. Build around when you say that. I think a lot of people look to the quarterback position, Drake May. You made some comments yesterday about not too much being on his plate and him being the right guy, and that stood out to me. Early in your relationship with Drake May, why do you say he's the right guy?
He's just all the right things. He's a great person, great human being, really bright, high character, hard worker, team first guy, in early, stays late, cares about all the little things, wants to do anything and everything he can to improve and help the team win, does all the right things off the field. So there's just all those factors that go into that position. And, in order to be good at that position, there's so many things that you need to be proficient at, and Drake is on his way to becoming that in every way. So couldn't be more excited about him, what he does day to day, what he does to prepare, how he improves each day, learns from mistakes, and is a great teammate. So I think that obviously was clear with the way that his teammates voted him a captain here in his second year.
Much like Drake May audibles out of a Josh McDaniels run play, he doesn't like Stiz audible. He wanted to hear about Drake May and why he's the right guy in New England. Ted Johnson, did you buy that answer? Because that was a little bit, I won't say controversial, but when Josh said yesterday, he's the right guy.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, wow, that's pretty definitive 1 week into working with him in this second season. Expands on it, you buy it.
You know what I loved? I loved that you guys asked the question. Because nobody asked him why. Well, right. Why do you think he's?
That's what I do.
And that was, and I thought it was, let Josh answer the question because, if he's tired, he sounds, it's the end of the week. And so he might give you an answer that's going to really be kind of revealing, you know, in the way he delivered. I thought the way he talked about Drake May, that is like, it felt authentic and real to me. It felt like he actually meant what he was saying. And I was listening for any hesitation. He seems to be really high on the kid.
I agree, Fitzy. It sounded a lot like the reasons why we heard other teams like Drake May going into last year's draft. The Patriots weren't the other team that would have taken Drake May with the third pick. You know, there's a Minnesota might have been interested. The Giants might have been interested. Quarterback guys, teams that need, you know the quarterback position. Sounds like Josh McDaniels agrees with all those people. And it's weird because it's us on the outside that are starting to question him. It feels like inside they still are all in on Drake May.
Because we've seen him now in action for 12 games or just over one calendar year. There hasn't been that dynamic play, save for the one in Tennessee. There hasn't been the signature comeback. There hasn't been back-to-back wins. He still has a win, even though we all seem to be enamored with his pocket presence, his mobility, his size, his strength, and the processing ability we hear about. But as far as McDaniel's response, it didn't sound rote. It didn't sound like he was reading company talking points. It didn't sound like a hostage tape. I thought it was, like Ted said, I think authentic was the best way to describe it.
And it validated yesterday, because even some people yesterday, when Josh said he's the right guy, is there a question mark on the end of that? Are you saying it?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of with some assertive nature.
Yep.
Today, he said, I like Drake May.
He did.
That's what he said. Like, Drake May.
Kind of
right
went
guy.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
Droned
yeah.
on about it.
Almost like, okay, we get it. You yeah, like him. You I'm like, sorry I asked. We'll move on now. You like him.
Right.
You're not going to. We're not going to.
But a very good question to ask. And
well, thank you.
I thought, you know what? Good. He's going to make Josh have to answer. If he doesn't really feel like answering it, it's going to come across as frustration, and we'll read into that. I read into I'm glad you asked, almost, you know, and he took his time to really go through each detail. And I just thought, okay, that feels real to me.
And that's interesting, Ted, because you're a guy who has been all in on Drake May, but of late is like, okay, now I'm starting to see some things I don't love, or
Correct.
It's not coming as fast. So for you to sort of hear that, maybe it doubles down on your previous takes.
It does. It makes me look. I want Josh to work out as an offensive coordinator. I think he's a more than competent offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a trendsetter or anything really dynamic, but I think he's very, you know, just solid at his job. And so I want that partnership to work out.
As Bradfoe said, the secret is really for Josh McDaniels and Drake May to score touchdowns.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
They score touchdowns.
Why are we overthinking this?
We should have told Josh that. Next week we'll get him when he's up.
I'm sorry. I just want to ask you one quick question, guys. What's more likely in your minds? The Patriots have a turnaround based on Josh getting through to Drake and Drake understanding the offense and exposing it to its or pushing it to its full mastery? Or Josh one and dunning under Vrabel because he's been through four OCs in 6 years at Tennessee?
No.
Can't be a one and done.
It will not be a one and done.
Can't be a one and done.
I believe in Josh. I believe in Drake. So if you put those two together, talent, coaching, like I think it'll work out.
I mean,
am I 100% in? No, you can't ever be 100% in. But if I had to pick one of those, they'll be together as the quarterback and OC of the Patriots next year.
I'll sign off on that thinking.
And look better. Yep. Mike Giardi. Speaking of looking better or not looking better, Mike Giardi joined us, Boston Sports Journal. He joins us every Friday. And we asked him about this ongoing issue, whatever the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez and his hamstring. What the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez?
There's no question. Like, they believed and they let everybody know that's in with their, you know, their management group that, oh, he'll be fine for week one. He'll be fine for week one. And then all of a sudden you got to maybe post-Minnesota and those joint practices, and then it was like, I don't know, maybe this is lingering. And so, yeah, now we're at a point where, what, hasn't practiced since July 28th? I don't know. You hope next Wednesday he's out to practice, but at this point I couldn't tell you whether he will be or not.
You know what I missed the first time? They let everybody know in their management group, he said, that Christian Gonzalez was expected to – that was an interesting way of
it is.
Describing management.
You want to flesh that out? What are you thinking?
So is that the Crafts? Are you telling the Crafts that? Is that the management group? Or is that
– Oh, his team of people.
His people?
His agents. That's what I'm thinking.
Are we going down like – remember Gronk and the family and joint statements?
Maybe.
And
I don't know.
Looking out for himself.
I mean, for Mike to phrase it that way, he's obviously heard things.
Yeah. Oh, he hears a lot. I will say this. I know Mike Giardi talks to a lot of people in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Player level, coach level, scout level, above
that was a unique
level.
Way of saying it. When he said it that way, that is worth, Yeah.
Yeah. What does that exactly mean?
So does that, you're making now, is this a high maintenance kind of guy we're working with?
Well,
it's going to be a tough.
I always assume they're all high maintenance. No offense. But like, if you're a star cornerback.
They don't make them like me anymore.
Well, you were not a star cornerback.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I don't think Robert Spillane is high maintenance, and he's going to have 175 tackles according to you. Right?
Well, he's got to get more TFLs, but yeah, he's going to have a lot of tackles.
Okay, so I don't think he's high maintenance, but I think cornerbacks, quarterbacks, pass rushers, maybe like those marquee positions can be high maintenance. And
no doubt.
Between the player and his representative, I do think things can probably get sideways or weird. Whatever it is, the bottom line is you're going into your second week of the season and you haven't
seen. Not your best player.
You're all right. You're all pro cornerback. Yep. And then this week, Fitzy, it's not against a team that doesn't have a number one wide receiver. It's actually against a team that not too long ago, probably about a year and a half ago, people would say, Dolphins got two number one wide receivers. They got two guys.
Easily.
Two guys.
Jalen Waddle, yeah, and the Cheetah.
So do we have any fear, Fitzy, that this is for this very reason, just because you're undermanned in the back end, forget all the other factors, because you're undermanned in the back end, that this is a get-right game for the passing attack of the Dolphins?
I wouldn't say, well, I mean, how do you not get right from last week where Tua completed like eight passes? Like he was god awful last week. Couldn't have played any worse. Yeah, they're definitely, they can't be worse than that. It'll be a sort of get right-ish game for them as well. If we're talking about Tua going 23 for 31, 263 yards and three touchdowns on the Six Rings postgame show Sunday at 4 o'clock, well, Ted's and Newton doing TV, we are in big, big, big trouble as news reporting agencies, as a fan base, as a franchise. Like that would be beyond unacceptable.
Two other injury notes while we're at it. Keon White out.
Practiced all week.
Hasn't practiced. Also isn't trending in a direction that people wanted him to trend in.
I looked at his snap count from last week just to see how much he was out there.
Sub 50, right?
46%.
Yeah. And he's a guy that a lot of people thought might be the next great pass rusher and like violence and all these things.
You didn't hear that from me. I've been telling you.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. And the other notable one, Morgan Moses, is questionable. And Mike Vrabel said,
I don't like that.
If Moses can't play, you will get Marcus Bryant. Oh boy. So you will have
rookie offensive linemen.
And what do you do with three rookie offensive linemen?
You feast.
You told me that. They didn't feast last week, but you add one more, they might feast this week. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And the Dolphins have pass rushers.
That's the one thing they
Rousseau,
do have.
Like they got some guys that can get after it if you put guys that are not ready to go out there. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Chop Robinson, excellent. Jalen Phillips. So help me God, if Matt Judon gets a sack and then does the wipe his sleeve routine this week. Yeah. Oh, shoot me.
What does he have for sleeves down there? I haven't even seen him. Are they orange? Are they aqua? Or is it still red?
Yeah, I think aqua would be cool.
Aqua would be cool. Yeah, yeah, red would not work with the scheme. No. I don't think
orange. It's orange, gotta be orange. Andy.
Yeah, orange would be nice. Ooh.
Orange, but I think aqua's better.
Now I'm rooting for him to get a sack and wipe his face with that orange sleeve. Dan Ball has the answer.
Image from Instagram does show orange sleeve.
Oh,
yep.
I just became a little fan.
He's the dude with the orange sleeves now.
Yep. Rob Bradford joined us here in the studio at Fenway Park, and he has been hot on this Alex Bregman potential opt-out story. He posted a story on WEEI.com. He has talked to Scott Boris.
He's just stirring the pot, man.
He feels like, I mean,
pot stir.
15 games to go, Rob. We can't wait and let this wait till after the season.
I know. It's
what are we doing this
now? Yeah, what's up?
So he talked to Scott Boris and talked about the importance of Bregman.
For an ownership group from another organization to commit long-term at that type of money for Alex Bregman, they're going to have to be convinced of that. And sometimes that's a tough sell in this day and age of baseball decision-making.
Yep.
In other words, like teams will say, if you go by them, I had one executive tell me the other day, is that no team would sign a free agent if you go by the model, right? The model. They keep saying the models. We model this and we model that. No team would sign a free agent because they see none of what Alex Bregman delivers. And by the way, there was at least one, you know, there was people in the Red Sox organization who were like, yeah, you know, we don't need Alex Bregman. Of course you need Alex Bregman. Like, I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I can tell you, I was right about that.
See, I was wrong about Alex Bregman. I didn't think he could possibly live up to $40 million a year. Mm-hmm. And even with the injury, and even with the no one really noticing he hasn't hit for like a month and a half now, he's been worth the $40 million. He's part of the reason you're playing meaningful baseball mid-September at Fenway Park.
Say it. I want to hear you say it.
I'm sorry, Ted. You were right. I was wrong. Is that what you wanted to hear?
That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You can take your victory lap now. But I also understand why another team owner would be like, wait, you want me to sign this aging guy who kind of faded as the year went on, had a muscle, a soft tissue muscle injury. You want me to give him how much for how long? Like, that can be a tough sell. He means more to you when you know what you've seen day to day that he means to you.
Exactly.
Yes, Dan Ball.
And the stories of the importance just continue to grow. There was something that was posted by our guy Tim Healy a couple days ago telling stories about how he, for another example, called the two catchers into his hotel.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hotel room and apparently talked about pitching until 2 or 3 in the morning one night early in the season. Like
the
amount of player manager type stories that continue to line up are just out of control. For
right. Why don't they just lock him up to a lifetime contract? When Cora's done, you can slide right into the manager role.
You're,
here.
You're the Mayo. You're the coach. You're the manager in waiting.
No, I don't.
You know what? This.
You know what? Let me think of a better example than that.
This has a little bit of a teacher's pet kind of feel and vibe, but it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother
me real.
One bit.
It's real. There's a phony feel to it until you see it and hear about it and realize it isn't phony.
And I'm
there's no show.
I'm eating it up. I want all the Alex Bregman stories I can get, man.
All right. And finally here, we had some audio that kind of broke during our show today or shortly before. Mike Vrabel held his usual Friday press conference, talked a lot about a lot of different things. One of them was his appearance earlier in the week on the Greg Hill Show, you know, and that was where he talked about sometimes just running the ball when you need to run the ball. Don't get so cute and change the play and all these things. Well, now feels a little bit like he's walking it back or making excuses for why he might say something like that. Let's listen to Mike Vrabel today.
Mike, you had a quote this week on radio where you said we'll need a more consistent and fine-tuned run plan that we believe in. That got me wondering, can you give the Cliff Notes version on how you guys game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think... No. I mean, again, this is, and I know that doing a radio show at 6:30 on Monday morning after a loss is probably going to come back to haunt me, and it's going to get picked apart. And so I'll do my best to try to explain that after a week. But you know, that's the position, and we can all look over at Stacy. But I get it. I'll be there every morning, Monday, 6:30. It's just trust in the look. Trust in the look, right? We got a plan, and you got to block support. And you can't always figure out where they're going to be, right?
All right, Stiz, you can stop that there. So he's getting into the football aspect of it, which we all get. You know, there's different. He went into that the other day. Oh, there's a safety. Sometimes you just got to beat the safety. He might tackle
smart,
you.
Smart man. It's
all of that.
Yeah, he's getting you off the scent.
But what I want to talk about is the fact that he's like, it was a Monday morning. 6:30.
I didn't really mean
after a loss. I knew it would be picked apart. I need to
did you say it or did you say it?
Again, this is Mayo stuff. Mm-hmm. This is what we ripped Mayo for, saying something and then walking it back and trying to make an excuse for why he said it. And I think Mike is very smart. I think he's generally ahead of the curve, manipulative even sometimes with the media and people. In this case, I don't know. You said it. Like, just take your lumps, move on, and don't say it again, I guess is how I would take it.
Yeah, as good and as skilled as he is in just the putting arguments together and making his case and just being an orator, he's excellent, but this job can wear you down.
Yeah.
And this is a different animal altogether. This media, this team, in this town, and it's a little bit of a learning curve for him too, man. It's not going to be perfect maybe to start here. And he already, I mean, they're two games in, and he already looks like they've played 12 games. He looks exhausted already.
Presidential aging here in Foxborough. Fitzy, is this any concern, or is this just, even though he was here, new coach, new job, figuring out the job on the fly, smart guy, he's accomplished, he'll be okay?
Yeah, I'll take the latter for 600, Alex.
Me too.
Don't forget, it's been a while since he's been in a media market this scrutinous and this heavily populated with people that are just living and dying by his every breath, word, rat, and take.
I also think that it is interesting from his perspective. He might have think he kind of got away with it. Now it's Friday. That was Monday morning. This is late Friday. And Greg, I believe that was Greg Bedard. Is like,
it was. Following up on something you said 4 days earlier.
And I feel like Greg had the quote right in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Mike, you said on a radio show earlier this week, and he reads it to him verbatim, and Mike's like, oh, boy. Well, I knew that might bite me in the butt.
Do you know what the word that people are dissecting in that statement is plan?
Yes.
So it's not like – so he's basically suggesting that you put together an overall game plan for your running game and that needs to be scrutinized. Well, that's taking a shot at your offensive coordinator without
Correct.
Meaning to, maybe.
I also, if I was going to be critical here, Mike, you're on the sideline. You have a headset.
I'm the same way.
You know every call being called.
Just go over and tell them what you want.
Hey, Josh, can we stop
hello?
Doing that?
Hello?
Josh, can we, like, 60 minutes, long game.
Dude, it frustrated me with Mayo that way. Yeah. It was almost like his office is, like, two down from you, right? Can't you go tell him that you don't want him to run the ball, right. but, you know, start the, you know, to keep the clock running, to start the finish the second half, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Tell him in the moment when you have that ability.
It's amazing.
You don't even have to walk over there because they have channels. You can find the channel that goes directly to Josh.
You know what I tell people all the time? You'd be amazed at all the things you would think people would say to each other behind closed doors, because it seems obvious to us that they really don't say. There is a terrible communication to me in all football offices.
Just seems like a simple fix. Say it directly to Josh during the game. Don't say it to Greg Hill at 6:30 on a Monday. I mean, we appreciate the content here at WEEI. Makes it must-listen radio every Monday to Mic'd Up Monday. But, say it on the sideline to Josh instead of the microphone a few hours later on a Monday morning. That's going to do it for the drive here.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.